أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. In the previous ayat, we read about where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people of Makkah, who previously, as we read in the previous surah, asked for a Nabi to be sent to them and a Kitab of Allah, and they would be the best of followers. But unfortunately, when the Nabi came, they were the most vicious opposers of the Rasul and of his teachings. So, and then Allah explained that because of that, how Allah had put a seal onto their hearts. And now Allah Ta'ala gives an example of a certain city, certain village, by which they should take a lesson from. Allah Ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. اور بیان کرو ان کے واسطے ایک کہاوت لوگ اس گاؤں کے. And explain to them the example of the people of that village of Ashabi Qarya. Ashabi Qarya, according to Mufassirin, either refers to Antakya, which is in Syria, or moreover the Mufassirin feel, and in Antakya, Syria, it was the messengers, the Muballighin of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who were sent there. And according to other Mufassirin, it refers to the time before Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah had sent his messengers, his rasuls to that place. Wherever it might be, that does not affect the lesson that we have to take here, and that is that when Allah sent his messengers, he sent his message to a people, they should respond positively to that message. إِذْ جَاءَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ جَبْ آئے اس میں بھیجے ہوئے. When the messengers of Allah Ta'ala who came to those people, to Ashabi Qarya, to the people of the village, the people of the city. And the details of that Allah explains, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ جَبْ بھیجے ہم نے ان کے طرف دو. When we had sent two of our messengers to them, and they came with the message of Allah, and that is to believe in Allah and to give up idol worship and to give up associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. But instead of responding positively, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا جُتْلَايَا پھر ہم نے جُتْلَايَا. Then they falsified. They did not accept the teachings of those Rasuls. They did not accept the messengers. Neither did they accept their teachings. فَعَزَّسْنَا بِثَالِثٍ پھر ہم نے زور دیا تیسرے سے. Then Allah Ta'ala says, we aided them and fortified them with a third Rasul. We sent yet another messenger so that they could work more effectively and bring the people to their senses that they believe and follow the teachings of only one Allah and not the idols. فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ تب کہا ہم تمہارے طرف آئے ہیں بھیجے. Those Rasul said, we have been sent to you and we have come as the messengers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we are inviting you towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and that you give up all your kufr, your shirk, your idol worship, etc. قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. وہ بولے تم تو یہی انسان ہو جیسے ہم. Those people instead replied and said that you are none other but as human beings as us. In other words, we don't accept you as messengers of Allah. You are just physically, outwardly human beings just as we are. What credentials do you have? How do we believe that you are the messengers of Allah? They should have been angels, farishtas. And we can't seem to fathom and accept that you are messengers who have been sent by Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِن شَيْءٍ. اور رحمان نے کچھ نہیں اتارا. And further they said that Allah has not sent any wahi, any revelation to any human being. So we cannot accept you. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. تم سارے جھوٹ کہتے ہو. And all you are doing is that you are lying. And you are claiming that you are messengers of Allah and that He has sent you with a message. This was the normal trend of the disbelievers all along, and till today also they don't want to accept the truth. And what we have to see is the person and the message that he's sending. What is the character of the person? Does he look like an upright, honest person? And is his message a correct message? That is what we should see. But unfortunately, our nafs and shaitan, because we don't want to accept the truth, we make these excuses. Otherwise, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are the most upright character, and the teachings are the most superior and most sublime and superb. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ کہا ہمارا رب جانتا ہے ہم بے شک تمہاری طرف بھیجے آئے ہیں. They said, undoubtedly our Lord Allah knows that He has sent us and we have been sent to you, and we have come with our mission, and that is to bring the message of Allah Ta'ala, to warn you and to correct you and to give you glad tidings if you believe. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ اور ہمارا ذمہ یہی ہے پہنچا دینا کھول کر. And our duty is none other but to proclaim the message very clearly and openly. And that we have done, what duty we have been entrusted with, to bring the message to you. We have delivered that message. Now it is up to you to accept or to reject. So we also should see that till today, the vicegerents, the deputies of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, who are the ulama, when they bring the message of Allah to us, and they tell us of the teachings of Allah, we should accept wholeheartedly. We should not feel that we are equal to them, and that they are human beings like us, so why do we have to listen to them? We should accept and follow their teachings. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ